Blog Talk Radio.
Go ahead.
Are you
there? Yeah, go ahead.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We are here again tonight to express God's true word. We just give God the glory for all that He has done for us tonight. First, we're gonna pray, thanking God and give God the glory. We're going to let Evangelist Allen give us a prayer, and then we're gonna see what the Lord has for us tonight. Amen.
Amen. God bless. Welcome to the family. Father, in the name of Jesus, we really thank you today for giving us life today that wasn't promised to us. We thank you for, as we went about our daily walk, as we went about our daily business today, we want to tell you thank you. You protected us from the teen and unteen dangers. Father, we didn't get a call last night about a loved one, but if you did, we still know there is a true and living God. There is a purpose for everything, but Father, through it all, we give you the glory. Father, it's in the name of Jesus that we thank you right now for this opportunity to minister the word to a world, Father, to encourage the saints, the family, Father, to continue their focus upon you, Lord Jesus. We realize that it's not about us, but it's all about you, Father. You said that we are connected to you, Father, because without you, we can do nothing. Yes. Father, it is so true when we try to do things outside of our will, Father, leaning upon our own understanding, and we find ourselves falling short, Father, straying away from you, Father. But, Lord, we thank you for your grace and your mercy. We ask, Father, that you bless this radio station, bless everyone that's in tune to this radio station. You know the need, Father, in the name of Jesus. And according to us standing in agreement, Father, we thank you for meeting the need, Father. There's a word from the Lord, and, Lord, we just want to tell you thank you right now. Use us according to your will, Holy Ghost God, because this is your time. We lay ourselves down in our minds and our philosophies down, and Father, we've been continually picking up the word of God, walking therein too, Father, because your word is true, and we thank you right now. Do bless us today, Father. Bless everyone connected to this radio station and the family, these airwaves, Father. And for someone that don't know the Lord, you're in the right place because the word of God is true, and we thank you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord. We are here tonight. I tell you, we are going to have an awesome time in the Lord because it is all His doing and all about Him, about us. And we are led by the Holy Spirit. We just give God the word. We're going to be discussing some topics tonight, and we hope that if anyone has any questions that they would like to ask, prayer requests, we pray that you just join us. Like I said, welcome to the family. You just join us, and if there's something weighing on your heart, please do ask us. I mean, because we all have to get here at some point. We all have to ask questions, and we all have to study the word, and we're still doing so. Amen? And so we learn from one another, Holy Spirit, leading God, each and every one of us. Iron sharpens iron, and so we began to share our bread with one another so none of us will go hungry, you know? So we just give God the glory for it tonight. Amen?
Yes.
And right now we're going to turn it over to Brother Allen. We want to see what the Lord has blessed him with to feed us with tonight so we can run on. Praise the Lord. Amen?
Amen. We thank you, Lord, once again, because it is truly a privilege and a blessing that comes only from the Lord to allow us and Dr. Hunter to have this radio station, because we know that we can do nothing without him. We are just a servant. I just want to tell everybody, when you become a part of the family, it's important, one thing, that you realize that you are part not only this earthly family, but you are part of a heavenly family. That's the main thing that you have to understand. This is not our home. You've been engrafted into being called the sons of God in the name of Jesus, through Jesus Christ. All of the privileges and benefits that you have, this world cannot even give you. It can't even compare to that, because God is such a good God to us. There is a word from the Lord, and I'd just like to, if everyone would, if you mind going over to the word of God in the book of Genesis. Amen. Genesis, the 18th chapter, verse 14.
Amen.
This is a wonderful message today, a wonderful word that coming from the Lord. And it's important that we realize the kind of God that we serve, the type of God that we serve, the God himself that we serve. the deity of God, the things that you see around you, the things that you're sitting on, the air that you breathe only comes from the Lord. There's nothing that man can make that God did not make, for one thing. There are situations in this lifetime that puts us in a situation of distraught, depression, rejection, rebellion. But you have to understand that out of all of those things that I just remembered, God made them. Everything, sadness, happiness, joy, pain, cramps in your leg, a headache, all of these things comes from the Lord. And it's for us to understand the type of God that we serve. He says that when you're feeling yourself down and distraught like that, it ain't nothing too hard for the Lord. All you have to do is call on him. I don't care how bad the situation may get in your life. You can call on the Lord, and there's going to be deliverance. Because the Bible says that the Lord doesn't look at an outward appearance. He's looking at your heart. And as much as you want to understand the situation that you're going through, the calamity that you're going through, why you're going through this, why is this happening, why we can't even save money, whatever the case may be, why your children are going astray, it's for you to understand that there's an enemy that's on target for you. When you give your life to Christ, you have been marked for retaliation. You've been marked for rebuttal. You've been marked for evil to come up against you. So you shouldn't think it's strange. Don't think it's not strange that when these things come up against you. But if you have your Bibles right now, if you're just not joining in to the radio station, we want to welcome you on the radio station, and we just want to tell you thank you for joining in. And we're going into the Word of God out of the book of Genesis, the 18th chapter, verse number 14. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Genesis, the 18th chapter, verse 14. And the Word of God is saying today, it says, is anything too hard for the Lord? Question mark. My Bible has a question mark behind it. Look at that word for a minute and contemplate on what the word is saying. Is anything too hard for the Lord? It doesn't have an S behind things. It's just asking the question, is anything too hard for the Lord? I got into a conversation today and it was talking about suicide. And so I want to explain some things to you about suicide. I want to explain some things about two characteristics of suicide. Now, keep in mind when I'm going to this word as the Lord has given me utterance, is there anything too hard for the Lord? When a person is committing suicide or contemplating suicide, it's two areas of life that you have to understand. Is he a believer? I want to talk about the believer first. A true believer, not just one that believes in God, but I want to talk about the true believers. As Jesus was talking to the Samaritan woman, he says, God is seeking the true believers that shall worship him in the spirit and in what? Truth. So you have to, when you're worshiping God in the spirit and in truth, it's something that's going to happen to you to recognize that is there anything too hard for the Lord when you find yourself going through situations? Is there anything too hard for the Lord? I'm talking about the true believers first. Because the true believer is not going to kill himself. You know why? Because the Bible says there is a hiding place. The Bible says you can run to, as a hen cover her chicks, you can run to the Lord. As a hen cover her chicks, you can run to the Lord, and he has wings that can overlap you. He can protect you from the storm and the rain. And I know something about those chicks. My grandfather had chickens, and then the chicken would have about 9 or 12 of them up under her wings. And when she sit down up on them, you couldn't see them. But when she got up on them, you can see all those little chickens just come out of there. That's the way that God is. You have to understand what I'm saying today, and I pray to God that your ears are being opened and your eyes are being opened to see that when you come through the valley of the shadow of death, the Bible says in Psalm 23, it says, when I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, guess what? Thou art with me. So whatever that you're going through, I'm talking to the true believers. This is the encouragement word to you so that when you find yourself in the midnight hour, when you find yourself having back spasm in the late at nighttime at 3 o'clock in the night and you can't even get to the phone because you're so cramped out, when you find yourself in situations where you know that God brought you through that wreck, where God brought you a car and it veered it over, when you find yourself being tempted on all points, And you know what I mean. When you've been tempted on all points, there is a hiding place for you. Because let me tell you something, my brother, my sister, my mother, my father. It is God does not tempt anyone with sin. He won't do it. He does not do it. He will not tempt you with any kind of disruption. And then on the other hand, my brother, my sister, God, the Bible says God will never put too much on you than you can bear. So there is a hiding place. Just because you find all of these calamities going on, just like the disciples with the man that came to him about his little son, he said, I brought my son to your disciples to heal, but they could not heal him. And Jesus said, how long am I going to be bare with you, O faithless generation? Bring him to me. And they asked him a question, said, why could we not cast him out? And Jesus said, because of your unbelief. You have to understand what this verse is saying right here. And in Genesis 18 and 14, the question is, I'm dealing with part A. It says, is anything too hard for the Lord? This, for the true believer, there's nothing too hard for the Lord. It is your job and your responsibility to trust in the Lord with all thy heart, like Proverbs 3 and 5 says. I'm still going to stick with this verse, and I'm going to get it through you all night if it takes so, if the Spirit give me utterance. It's important that you realize the true believer does not have to kill himself because why? He knows that he has a way of escape. And plus, he knows that God has promised that I will never leave you, I will never forsake you. The true believer. I'm talking to you today about the true believer, about if you're contemplating, if anyone is contemplating in your life that's trying to commit suicide, if they're in a depression state, if they're in a spirit of rejection state, and you know what I'm talking about, always depressed, wearing the same clothes over and over again, can't wash their face, or I'm just down, I just don't feel good, whatever the case may be, that's the worst of the enemy. Depression is over the enemy. Any kind of thing that gets you in a state of laxness or in a state of anxiety attacks, all of these things are coming against you to make you fall, to make you give up on life, to make you think that God doesn't care about you. You know the devil telling y'all that. You know the devil telling you that just one little sin won't matter. But he already knows how much time you have, but you don't know. We have to remember what Satan is, how powerful this man is, how evil he is. Satan is evil. And that's why I'm encouraging you today in this word, is there anything too hard for the Lord? Whatever that you're asking for, if you're asking for a new job, is there anything too hard for the Lord? If you're asking for a new vehicle, because yours is going down. If you need new tires on it, if you need rotating tires, if you need oil change, is there anything too hard for the Lord? If you find yourself with clothing that doesn't fit anymore, is there anything too hard for the Lord? When you find yourself in a valley of decision, is there anything too hard for the Lord? There's not anything too hard for the Lord. God can do anything. After all, it has been proven in the Bible that Jesus walked on water. There's not been another man beside Peter that was walking on water and got distracted and started sinking. But guess what? He called on the name of the Lord. It's the same thing in our life right now. When we find ourselves getting distracted, guess what? We need to get another eye check. Now, what went on back there that made me start swaying my eyes off of Jesus? Come on now. Something went on. Something lured you away from keeping your eyes on Jesus. So you go back and find out where did this come from? What lured me away from seeking my master? What lured me away from pleasing my master? What lured me away from being obedient to my master? What lured me away from seeking the Lord even more so? What is it that's luring me away from seeking him? You can find that. You know why? Because you can ask. The true believer is asking. The true believer is seeking. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? That's a question mark behind there. It doesn't say, is there anything? It says, you can single it out. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Nothing is too hard for the Lord. Nothing. The true believer would not kill himself because he have a hiding place. Jesus is never going to put anything on you than you can bear. That's the encouragement to you. Whatever, just think about this here. Over there in Saddam, in Congo, there's people over there that's starving. They're over there starving, and you're over here in this blessed country. And guess what? The homeless have it better than them. They have it better than this. They have it better than you. Have it better than the homeless. They have it better than them over there. They're over there starving, trying to find something to eat, begging, starving, have almost given up on life. And guess what? They're hanging on in there. So you're in a blessed country like America, and you want to give up on your life? I'm not talking to the true believers. I'm just saying that you need to realize where you are, what God has done for you. This is a blessing for you to understand that there's nothing too hard for the Lord. That's why it's important that you pray for one another. You got to get outside your family and start praying for folks. Because God, when God put it on your heart to start praying for people, there's nothing too hard for the Lord. He may be waiting on your prayer to pray for this person. Think about it. Because why would the Holy Spirit put it in your heart? And revelated in your mind that things are going on over there that you have nothing of it. The society, the news, the carnal mind of society don't publish all that. Guess what they wait? They wait until about 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning, and they start publishing all that. But guess what? But guess what they publish on prime time? There was a murder today. They published that. They published that guy that killed a woman in South Africa, the Blade Runner, they call it. They published that all day long. But people over there starving. Human beings are starving over there. War is going on over there. There's nothing too hard for the Lord. It's up to a true believer to pray. God says pray. Pray for people that's over you. Pray for dignitaries. Pray for the ones that have rule over you. Pray for them that you may live in peace in the land that you're in. Think about this here. I'm coming to you. I'm staying right here because the Holy Ghost is really indwelling into this here. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? For the true believer, there's nothing too hard for the Lord. This is an encouragement for you to understand that when you pray, you believe that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that he asks or thinks. All you have to do is believe. Don't pray a prayer if you don't believe. Because the Bible says a double-minded man is unstable in his all his ways, and you're over there wavering, but maybe God will do this and maybe don't. You shouldn't even pray because he ain't going to do it because you're wavering. God is looking at your heart. He knows the sincerity. If you were to win the lottery, he knows the sincerity of what you're going to do. You ain't going to be in church Sunday. And I doubt if you make it that Wednesday. But it's important that you understand when you pray, you say, Lord, let your will be done. I'm asking you because in the name of Jesus you told me, if I ask, it shall be given. You have to be a believer. And a believer will never kill himself. A true believer will never kill himself. There's no repentance after you die. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm in Genesis 18 and 14. And if you're just now joining the radio station, I am preaching to the believers about killing themselves, taking their own life. Exodus 20 and 13 says, thou shalt not kill. Exodus 20 and 13, it says, thou shalt not kill. Amen. There's nothing too hard. Whatever you're going through, there's nothing too hard for you. You don't have to give up on your life just because the devil is influencing you to tell you you need to end it all. Just because you may have just finished raping that little girl or poisoning somebody else or running over somebody and you get a runoff collision, whatever the case may be. But you don't have to kill yourself. There is a way out. But a true believer is not going to kill himself. Why? It's because the Bible says that you were bought with a price. And since you are bought with a price, you were bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ came that you may not taste death. He's the first one that came from death. Hebrews 7 and 25. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm coming back over here. Hebrews 7 and 25. Thank the Lord. It's important that we understand the word and that we demolish the word of God. And thank you, Jesus. Hebrews 7 and 25. And the word of God is saying, wherefore, he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercessory for the saints. To the uttermost. There's nothing too hard for the Lord. God can come to the uttermost. When you find yourself all the way to the point of no return, all you have to do is call on the Lord. See, that's what a true believer know. A true believer know that the promise that God has said, I will never leave you, I will never forsake you. Wherefore, he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him. That come unto God by who? By Jesus. Seeing he ever liveth to make intercessory for them. That's a wonderful verse right there. And it goes exactly with Genesis 18 and 14 says, there's nothing too hard for the Lord. Nothing. And for the ones that are contemplating that really don't know God and the partner of their sins, it's important that we encourage you right now. It's important that what you find yourself going through right now, there's nothing too hard for the Lord. All you have to do is trust him. All you have to do is believe in him. It's about belief. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, what? Believe it. That's what it is. You have to believe that God is who he say he is. The air that you breathe, this is how serious it is. The air that you breathe comes from the Lord. The strength that's in your body comes from the Lord. You know why? Because God made us. He made us in the image out of the dust of the ground. That man can't do that. Man is a cloner. That's why they got these clone cells going on. They're cloning what God has already made. There's nothing too hard for the Lord. God is the only God that made an animal talk in the Bible, an ass talk in the Bible. When you want to say that God can't handle it, the problem of the matter is that you're putting him in a box and say God can only do this. But God is, just think about the vast universe that we have, that we live in. Space, the other universes that they supposed to be seeing with the Hubble telescope and all that. Well, all of that is inside God. That's how great our God is. All of that is inside God. God is just that great. God can do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask or think. All you have to do is believe. There's nothing too hard for the Lord. Have you tried him? Have you really tried him? Have you really got down? It don't take 30 minutes of prayer to get to God, because God is looking at your heart. So if you're contemplating destroying your own life behind the calamities of life, I want to discourage you right now and encourage you that God, there's nothing too hard for the God that I'm serving, for the God that means the Lord, Dr. McCullough, is serving, for the God that means Dr. McCullough, Dr. Hunter, is serving. To the God that we're serving, that's nothing too hard for the Lord. Nothing. Nothing. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. Abraham was 100 years old, and Sarah was 90 years old when they were going to have a baby. There's nothing too hard for the Lord. That hasn't even been put in history right now. There's some people that's 100 years old right now that still have all their functions in their body. But there's nothing too hard for the Lord. Nothing. Zechariah and Elizabeth was old and well stricken in their age, and they had John the Baptist. This woman was barren. There's nothing too hard for the Lord. Whatever that you find, these people, a couple of weeks ago, these people were walking in wherever they were walking, and they found a gold coin beside a tree. There's nothing too hard for the Lord. All you have to do is ask. Whatever that you're going through, all you have to do is ask, and it shall be given. But the problem of the matter is, do you believe? Do you really believe? Do you really say that you believe and you're a believer? That's why it boils down to what I always say this here. That's why the payment meets the road. Do you really believe? Because we want to tell you God is real. And we want to invite you into this family. You don't have to be an outsider and say you can't live like this here. Guess what? You can live holy. If you believe that God is who he says he is, you can live holy because guess what? You're not going to live by yourself. He said, I will always be with you and I will never forsake you. He said that if anyone comes to me, I will never cast out. I will always be there. I will welcome you into myself. But do you believe? Do you believe that God is able to do whatever that you ask him to? The situation that you find yourself in, out of money, just got paid and you're out of money. God is able to sustain you. He did it for me many a times. So that's why I don't even worry about it. I say, well, Lord, you already know. Lord, you know I got to go to Austin. You already know. Lord, you know I got to go to New York. You already know. God is able to do those things because he sees it in your heart. I'm not out there gambling. I'm not out there spending my money on beer, cigarettes. Hey, God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can, above all that you can ask for things. You're asking for something on this level, and God is saying, boom, I'm going to put it on this level. Goodness, God, you did all that. And then you brought people by with groceries. God did that for me also. Just brought groceries to the house. That's nothing but the Lord. Why? Because I believe in him. He said that I never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. See, the devil want to magnify these things. I don't want you to think that the devil ain't on his job. After all, he doesn't take a vacation. He doesn't sleep. He's got a job to do. And it's for us to stay focused on what we're doing. Look at that word in Genesis again. It's important that you understand Genesis 18 and 14. The question is being asked, is anything too hard for the Lord? Is there anything too hard for the Lord that you're going through right now? Is there anything too hard for the Lord that you're contemplating right now and quitting your job because your coworkers, your boss? That's nothing too hard for the Lord. I don't care what man say. Man cannot put you in a heaven or hell. They may be able to kill you, but they still can't put you in heaven or hell. But you have to understand, that's nothing too hard for the God. I don't care if the bullets are coming at you right now. The Hebrew boys withstood the fire. Daniel withstood the lions. Peter walked on water. Peter was in jail, and the angel came and helped him out, got him out of jail. People go to jail all the time, but when they get serious about the Lord do something, and he get them out. That's what the God do. In this time that we're living in right now, God is the same God back then that'll do the same thing that he'll do now. The Bible says he's not a respectful person. I'm just trying to get you to be encouraged about what's going on here. There's nothing too hard for the Lord. In situations that you find yourself wanting to hurt yourself, harm others, and say, well, me and the kids are just going to eat and die, that's nothing too hard for the Lord. Nothing. Well, just give him all that you got. Give God your all. Because it's just that good. God is just that good. I want to welcome you into the family by, if you haven't made up your mind to be saved, and I hope this word has touched your heart to know that the God that we're serving right now, God is able. He's able to save you. All you have to do is believe. The Romans 10:9, it says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth and believe, there's that word again, and believe in thy heart that God has raised his son, Jesus, from the dead, the Bible says you shall be saved. Salvation is here knocking at your door today. It's an opportunity for you to give your life to Jesus. Why? It's because time is running out. A lot of people say you got time, but you don't know how much time that you have. It's imperative that you understand that your next-door neighbor down the street may have died and been your age, and you don't know how much time that you have. It's important that you understand that time is really for us to give your life to Jesus. It's been allocated for you tonight to hear this word, to know that whatever I'm going to be facing right now, the Bible says that Jesus will always be with me. If you just confess with your mouth, you don't have to take a long, drawn-out prayer. Say, Lord, forgive me, I'm a sinner, and I need a Savior. I'm asking you to come into my life and fill me. Not only fill me, but fill me with the Holy Ghost and that with fire. You want it all.
just like in the book of Acts, you want it all. You don't want to be half-stepping and say, well, I believe in Jesus Christ and now I'm saved. You want it all. You want the engulfed feeling of the Holy Ghost. Dr. Hunter, are you hearing me today? Because it's important that you tell
me.
Yeah, we're telling these people that's on this radio station, you tell others that you need to be saved.
They do need to be saved.
Pass this word on because there's nothing too hard for the Lord. I don't care if you just finished beating up your girlfriend. You can be saved. You may be going to hell, but you can be saved. I don't care if you just finished pooping your kids in the child protective services. People are knocking on your door going to take your children away. But guess what? You can be saved. You know why? And God can turn that situation around because when you turn around, when you turn to him, he'll turn to you. And so changes are going to come from the inside. So if it comes from the inside, changes are going to happen on the outside. You got to believe that.
Hallelujah.
I wouldn't always like this here. I wasn't always the same. That's why I'm telling you, I'm a human being just like you. I went through things. I did things. I'm a human being that made mistakes. But guess what? God changed me. I gave my life to Christ. I said, Lord, I live for the devil 7 times, and I'm asking you to magnify this thing 7 times 7. I want to live for you, Lord. I made up my mind to give my life to Christ. Why? It's because Christ has been good to me. He brought me out of all that mess and all that sin and all that sin and shame. He brought me out of all that drinking and whoremongering and dope smoking. He brought me out of all of that. I'm a human being like y'all are. You see those people walking up and down the streets? Those are human beings. You see the banker in executive offices and all these here, those three-piece suits? They're human beings. They do the same thing we do. But guess what?
Amen.
The bottom line is that their money will never be able to take it with them. Their cars and their big houses, they'll never be able to take it with them. And guess what? When they die, somebody's going to go through their stuff. They're going to say, oh, that ain't nothing. And that stuff may have been valuable to them at one point. The rich man and the poor beggar Lazarus is over there comforted, but the rich man is down there right now in torment. The person that just killed himself not knowing who Jesus was, them cheat themselves out of life. Now, all it is a cheap way that the devil is telling you need to end it all. You don't have to end it all with Jesus. Give your life to Jesus. This word is important that you really realize. Look at it. Genesis 18 and 14, it's important that you realize, is there anything too hard for the Lord? There's a question mark. Realize that God can do anything. After all, he made the sun stand still while the children of Israel was fighting. He made it stand still. You tell me that God ain't bad. That's a bad God. Man cannot do that. Man cannot walk on water. Hallelujah. He just can't do it. Noah put all the animals in one ship. If man were to try to do that, it would take him years to gather all these animals on this country, on this earth. It would take him all these different animals down there in South America that we ain't never seen, snakes and all that other stuff, the beetles, all that stuff. It would take them years to do that. Only God can do that. Put it in the animals to come to that ship. There's nothing too hard for the Lord. Nothing.
No.
It's important that you understand there's nothing too hard for the Lord. Whatever that you find yourself going through, God is a God that can deliver you. He's a deliverer. Whatever that you find yourself in, not having a job for 2 years, all you have to do is say, Lord, I need a job, and I'm trusting in you, and I'm believing. There's that word again, believing. You have to believe and not doubt. Because all you have to believe, when you give your word of confession, Lord, I'm putting you as Lord in my faith, in my heart, in my mind, in my life, all you have to do is believe, and boom, just like that. And it doesn't stop there. When you meet the right credentials by giving your life to Christ and sincerely meaning it, guess what? The Holy Ghost is boom. It'll engulf you right there. I have seen people give their life to Christ and the Holy Ghost fall upon them at the same instant. That's right.
Amen.
Fall upon you at the same instant. Just like the day of Pentecost. Over there, speaking in tongues, crying, giving God the glory. Hallelujah. And the light of God just resting and ruling, the Holy Ghost is all just endowed upon them. When they come out, they got a new way of looking at things. Happy. Excited about the Lord. And that's what the true believer is excited about the Lord. You're not in a place of just barely just contouring your way through life. This should be an exciting time for us to live a life of the Lord. You know why it should be exciting for you? Because time is running out. The Lord is speaking in those earthquakes, in those tsunamis, in those killings down there in Fort Hood. The Lord is speaking. He's saying, get ready. I'm coming. These wars that you hear right in South Korea and North Korea shooting at each other, get ready. I'm coming. The killing of innocent babies, the bus wreck and all these here, the Lord is speaking to the word to the world. He's saying, I'm coming. He's warning us, I'm coming. And we have to, as believers, we have to get our self in gear to be ready. Be anxious about the Holy Ghost is being anxious, taking it on you, then tell your coworker about the Lord. Tell him about being saved. Tell him about turning away from his sin and giving his life to Christ because, hey, you're only going to get this chance. Give your life to Christ because as a twinkling of an eye, the Bible says, it's going to be up. From the grave,
amen. Hallelujah.
What's
that
up here on earth, it's going to be up.
Amen.
We do bless the Lord for the word of God because I just bless God. I was stirred up all day about, the belief of that one can kill themselves and then make it into heaven. After all, Jesus paid the ultimate price. He said, he died. He said, you were bought with a price of the precious blood of Jesus Christ so that you wouldn't have to taste death. But Jesus is the first to taste death and yet rose again with all power of hell and death, rose again. He's the advocate right now making intercessories for us in heaven. He knows what death tastes like. We don't have to taste death. Why? It's because we believe. Hey, there that word again, believe.
Amen.
Once you believe, hey, you don't have to worry about that. Amen. May the Lord bless you. Here's Dr. McCullough.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Wasn't that a word? That was good news, wasn't it? Amen.
Amen.
And I tell you, we enjoyed that message. That is truly, truly good news to know there is nothing too hard for the Lord. Nothing. We need to spend more time studying the Word of God and get with true believers. Get together with true believers that we may begin to learn and exercise our faith, that we may go forth and do what God has called us to do. Jesus was on a mission for God. He was concerned about the poor, the captives, the blind, the bruised. He was concerned. He was on a mission, and his mission was for lost souls. And so he was saying, go out into the highways and the hedges and compel them to come into my house maybe. And that's what we're doing through the airways. We're going out everywhere, through the highways and byways, the airways and so forth and so on. We're coming to compel people to come to Christ. There's nothing too hard for the Lord. And it's so sad when you hear people are killing themselves and being taught that way, that they're saved and now you can go out and do whatever you want to do and you still can go to heaven. You can kill yourself and still go to heaven. If that's the case, what did Jesus go to the cross for?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
He didn't even have to go to the cross if we can just do what we want to do. So, people are being taught wrong and we are here to let you know the true word of God, what the word of God is truly saying. Because no one should have to take his own life, his or her own life, if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Because he can say to the utmost, there's nothing too hard for him. And if you believe in him and have a personal relationship with him, and your spirit is connected to the Holy Spirit, then guess what? You have no need to kill yourself, not even a thought. Because you're connected to the vine. You're connected to the Lord Jesus Christ. So that's why we're here tonight speaking about this, because so many people don't know, and they have been taught wrong. They've been taught wrong. So they go out and they tell you in some of these churches you can do whatever you want to do, and that is not so. It is not so. If you don't believe us, seek him for yourself if you really want to know. And then, and the Holy Spirit will teach you these things. And God's message has not changed. It has not changed. God still wants the poor, the brokenhearted, and so forth and so on to come to him. He's our innocent. He wants us to come to him, you know. So that all these things and questions in people's mind, and if they kill themselves, they are right. It is not so. It is not so. So we're here tonight to allow you to join in with us. If you have any questions or want a prayer, to call in, because it's so important that people know the truth. It's really important. You know, we see so much going on in the world, and a lot of it is it's false. And we see so much injustice going on in the world. You know, as I look out at injustice, my heart just pleads and falls, because so many people have gone through so much, and it's nothing too hard. When you get to know the Lord Jesus Christ, it's nothing too hard for him. I don't care what you're going through, what your situation looks like. If you get to know Jesus for yourself as your personal Savior, and you confess your sins, he is able. He is able to do exceedingly abundantly these things for you. Look, and so we're coming to you tonight saying, confess your sin to the Lord Jesus Christ. Seek him as your Savior. Ask him to be your Savior tonight. And then, we never know the time of the hour. I had a cousin not long ago that passed away. And, you know, it was so sudden. I was like, my God, she just died all of a sudden. But, you know, God has a plan and a purpose for our life. And we have to get to know the true living God. We want to know the truth. Don't let anybody tell you anything that's not true, that you can kill yourself and still go to heaven. That is a lie from hell, from the pits of hell. It's not true.
Amen. Glory to God.
Amen. It's not true. If you killing yourself, that whose name you gonna kill yourself in?
Yeah.
Whose name will you kill yourself in? In the name of who I hang myself? In the name of who I kill myself? Because it's not Jesus Christ. So you don't have to kill. If you have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, there's no need, because he said, "I will give you no more than you can bear." So if he's going to give you no, and you can bear, then guess what? That you don't have to kill yourself.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Tell it.
He would have told us these things, just as, like he told us all other things.
Right.
There's nothing too hard for the Lord. So we need to rely on him and not on man. We rely on man too much to lead and to guide us. Let's stop relying on those men with false doctrine to lead and guide us. To lead and guide us. You know, people honor man more than they do God.
Anything Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Anything that man tell them, they believe it. They believe it. So we need to stop honoring man more than we do God. See, there's one thing that God needs to recognize alone. It is that the things of this world is transitory. They're not lasting. They're not eternal. See, these things will be here today and gone tomorrow. It's a popular trend today, but tomorrow is unpopular. You know, so we need to rely on God. Stop honoring man and honor God. You know, people honor ball games and other people and all the things in the earth, but they do not give God that kind of honor.
Right.
They don't give him that kind of honor. I mean, a ball game will come before God. You know?
Amen.
It will. I can remember I was sharing with Kevin one time. I was sharing with him how one time I went to a concert when I was young. My husband and I went to a concert. And when we got to the concert, you know, people were yelling and hollering, and oh man, they was excited. And I thought something was wrong with me, because I wasn't yelling. I went to the bathroom so I could ask the Lord. I went alone. I went to the bathroom and I asked the Lord,
what's wrong with me? I said, all these people yelling and excited. I said, something wrong with me. I said, I'm yelling and excited. But the Lord let me know, you don't get excited. You know, so we don't get excited over worldly things. We get excited over the Word of God, and we go, and when the Lord began to revelate to us, we get excited over those type of things. There are things we get excited about, you know.
Well, you know what, Doctor? Amen. You know, Doctor, there are about two or three people on the line. They may want to have a word to say. Yes. 0-18, you got a word to say? I'm calling the last four numbers of your. Your telephone, 0198. You got a word to say to the people? Got a request? 5808. You got a word to say?
I love everything about flipping homes. I love the hunt. I love the chase. I love the gambling.
Whoa, that's mold.
Oh, God.
No way.
If we lose money on this house.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Here's somebody on the line with me. 2104, are you there? Hello? 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 Are you there? Well? Let's try this one. 406. Are you there?
I'm here.
Hello?
I can hear you. I can hear you.
I can hear you.
Okay.
Do you have a word to say?
I just got online. I'm just thankful
Thanks. Amen. Well, come on, tell us what the Lord has done for you today. The line is wide open for you. Come on.
He's making a way out of no way for me. He's just been good to me. I'm better than I've been before, and I just thank the Lord for my help and for my strength, for providing for me and my family. I just give him the glory for everything, and I just thank the Lord I have the opportunity to come online and just share the goodness of God, what he has done for me and what he's continued to do and everything. I just give him the glory.
Well, you know, I want to thank God tonight for you coming here. I know you're one of our people. You're one of the, we just glad you're on the radio with us. It's a blessing to know that you're praying with us, and we're praying with you. We believe in God. But, you know, the God we serve is an awesome God. And as the young man was saying tonight, and he was talking about it, I put something there at the well tonight. Dr. Dolores, we're talking about inspire you. Is there a word from the Lord? Is there a word from the Lord? Yes, there is. You don't have to kill yourself, murder yourself, lie. There's a word from the Lord. And we're here across the nations because as we see what's going on in the United States of America and all seven continents, there needs to be a true and living God who stands with us, for us. God is all that we have. He's all. And I want to say this to you. As I was with my teacher, Captain Kenneth Copeland this morning, and he was talking about when we know that we know that we know that we know that we have sold out to God, death can do us no harm. Death can do us no harm. Because he said, I was reading the scripture, says, oh, death, where is thy sting? Hallelujah. Oh, grave, where is thy victory? He held it up in his hand and said, it's in my right hand. So Jesus Christ rose from the dead. to life. And he put us in position where we who live right now can tell other generations, we're not going to taste death because we've been set free. We live and move and have it in God through Jesus Christ. And one thing I come to say, as I say to us tonight, as we listen together, God said these words, no man can come to me except he come to the Son.
Hallelujah. Right.
And everybody want to say, I know God. And stop lying. You don't know God.
Come on.
Stop that lie. That's a 2x4, 2x6 lie. Right. You got to first come to Jesus Christ. Accept what he's done for you. And when you accept Jesus Christ done for you, then this blood will take you to the Father. And when you have good time with the Father, you can fellowship with the Father. You can do a holy dance with the Father. You can sing a song with the Holy Father. He can look you out of the eye and say, I love you. He say, I love you too, Father. He say, I love you too, Father.
Amen.
But I know this much tonight. God has raised up a generation of, right now, I call it a now generation. Somebody on the line needs a prayer. Somebody needs a healing. I'm here to let you know. Whatever you need, all you got to do is call your name. I'm going to open the lines up because we want to pray and believe God for you. Somebody needs a touch of the Lord. As Kevin was saying tonight, somebody needs to come to the Lord. I'm opening the lines up. Anybody got a prayer request? You want to pray for you? Got a problem at your home? Got an itch on your job? Hallelujah. Anybody got
what?
Hello? Hello? You on the line? You got a prayer request? You got a prayer request?
I just ask you to continue to pray for me and my son and for the human community and for the Brenham Supported Living Center.
Ready to put stone on my
fireplace.
Let's get our hands dirty.
Amen.
Need a help.
All right. Why don't you take the stone?
Okay.
Grab a little bit and spread it out, okay?
Okay. Hang on.
Here you go.
Well, we got that person, eh? We got that person. Hallelujah. Amen. Go ahead and finish.
Amen.
Amen. You know, one thing I will say to the people on the radio tonight, we are real about what we're doing. We're real. We don't have time to play. Time is too precious. When you look up this morning, I got a word from the Lord. When you looked up this morning, while you were sleeping last night and got the word this morning, how many people were killed by that explosion right here in America? Young people.
Come on.
We don't. Hello?
Take life. Brandon, I work at these cell phones and stuff up to their ears. Need to listen to the word. Amen.
We would appreciate it because there are people on the line who really enjoy hearing God's true word.
Yes. But you know what? There are a lot of people that come on the line don't understand the importance of what God is doing. There are people on this line that I believe that God wants to use. God wants
Hallelujah.
To use them. And God is going to use them. But I will
Amen.
Not allow the enemy to come in and sidetrack what God wants to do for the person like the authority that God has asked in us, we call the devil down in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, in the name of Jesus, we cast him out. He's a liar from the beginning. He's a liar from the rising, but night on the road, he's nothing but a liar. He lied to Adam, our forefather, and they believed. But that came one whose name was Jesus Christ. He couldn't lie to, and Jesus stood the test. And that's why it is so important for us to believe. And I'm challenging the people, if you're going to come on the radio station, I love you, but we are not going to have you putting God down. We don't want God put down because we put God up. We got too much anointing. And I will say this, To the God we go. Somebody go to the book of Hebrews. I want to show y'all something right quick. Y'all got time.
Book of what?
Go to Hebrews chapter 1. Sonia, are you there?
Yes.
All right. Hebrews chapter 1. All right. Somebody begin to read verse 5. Chapter 1, verse 5.
Read it,
Jay. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 5. Start reading, please.
Did he ever say, "You are my son. Today I have begotten you"? And again, "I will be to him a father, and he to me a son." But when he brings the firstborn into the world, he says, "Let all the angels of God worship him." And of the angels, he says,
and verse 7 says what?
Who makes the spirit and they flame of fire.
Okay, I'll read it. And of the angel, he said, "Who maketh this angel spirit? And this minister a flame of fire." But unto the Son, he said, "Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter, the rod of righteousness is in his right hand, is the scepter of the kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity, lawlessness." See, God tells us right here in the quick word. He says, "I love righteousness, but I hate unrighteousness, iniquity, lawlessness, sinning, debunk, doing things that are not of God." You know, tonight's a great night. 50 years ago, the President Lyndon signed a law into to make people of color have more freedom, and later on he voted in the right to vote. But you know what? That same demon is still active.
If
we know that we love God, those of us, we need to stay in the ship of Zion and get out when God said get out. I know what has happened. I know God has done a thing. In the last 50 years, I've watched God do some awesome things. But yet God is not through yet. He has a lot of yet things he wants to do with this generation, the past generation. God is having his spirit. He's having his spirit to move like never before. He's breathing upon America. And America's in a position. You can feel the winds pushing. You can feel the power of God. And God is speaking to everyone that's on the radio line. Some I don't see you, some I see you. But God is speaking to those who know that they know that they know that they know. I know that you know that you know. Because when you know, you don't serve darkness. You're not in love with darkness. You're not in love with a liar. You love nothing but the truth. Some people can't handle the truth. But I want you to know a word from the Lord. Is there a word from the Lord? Yes, there is a word from the Lord. I am he who was, and I'm forevermore. Hallelujah. See,
hallelujah.
We in America, people think we be playing. When people say that they've had to go through something, I know some of us online have went through something. We've gone through some issues. We've gone through some problems. We've had some heartaches. I mean, every time we try to get up, the devil pushes back, but God still pushes forward. Every time the devil thinks he got us, God says, a new gate is open. See, when God opens the gate, Satan can't come in. He said, behold, when I open the door, no man can close it but me. When God closed that door, the door on poverty to the believers has been done, because in Hebrews chapter 3:13, we read it from the 11th verse and down. It says that everyone that was hanged on a tree, it was cursed. But Jesus paid the ultimate price for the curse. Therefore, right. I don't live under the curse. The curse has right. sickness, disease. Whatever my body, they say, your body got to know, my body is not under the curse. My body is healed. My right. attitude is healed. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. See, when Jesus paid the price, he gave all that he had. Now, let me take you back. What Jesus paid in Philippians, what Jesus paid, now you think about this. Here is a man, we've never seen him, but we've taken our imaginary minds and believe it. What God sent his only begotten son from Genesis to 4 years quietness to John spoke and said, there is one whose shoes I'm not worthy to untie. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. And hence here God's moving in this very hour. Can you see that time when they took him? He was an innocent man. An innocent man. He didn't tell no lies. He went about preaching good things. He stirred up both sects. Both of them, they got all upset at him. But God knew what he was doing. Here comes Jesus. The Bible says, when they whipped him, nobody could understand what he looked like, according to the book of Isaiah. He was beaten beyond reproach. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah, somebody. What he paid for us, the whipping he took for us, the cutting, the stabbing, the slapping, the spitting, the debunking him, he took it for us. Why? Because he said, Father, in Psalm 22, Father, prepare me a body. I will go down and I will be with the brothers. I will lead the brethren back. And you know what? That's what Jesus came to do. He came down there to lead us through his appointed ones. And everyone on the line has been appointed to do something. And what God wants right now, God wants to touch, and he wants to touch right now. Fire over the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. And let me tell you, when Jesus, I had a thorn in my hand when a guy came for me. So he said, Hunter, he said, I want you to touch this thorn. I touched that thorn. I said, ouch. He said, that's what they place in the head of Jesus. I said, oh, my Lord. You mean the thorns they placed on his head? That's why he said, But deliver us to the Father. I won't surrender, but I'll do what you said, Father. And you know what? The more I look at this and I see what they did with those thorns and how they took him and they whipped him, they drug him, they lied on him. Hallelujah. But he said, the body you have prepared, God said in the book of Psalms, he said, I will take his hands and let it be nailed to the tree and let his side be, it's in the Bible. You have to read between the scriptures. That's why I encourage everybody, when you read the scripture, read behind the scripture and then read into the scripture, because the Holy Spirit is showing you more and more and more. Because what God has done through his son, nobody but Jesus Christ has the right for passage. If you don't know Jesus for your own self, you ain't going to get a chance to meet him. If you don't know Jesus Christ and the part of all your sin, you ain't coming to heaven. I'm being honest with you. As the judge would say, court's in session. And as court's in session right now, the devil is saying, some of y'all don't want to hear what they said on KSK radio station. Y'all don't want to hear that junk. You're having a good time out here. You're doing this, you're doing that, you're driving it, you're driving it, weighing it. No. See, because what God has for us, when Jesus Christ, hallelujah, he said, oh, death, where is thy grave? In other words, Jesus went to the grave and they stayed there, stayed in the grave. But he rose, and when he rose, he rose. He said, oh, grave, where is thy sting? Death couldn't do nothing because Jesus Christ rose with all power in his right hand because the Father, because he had fulfilled the royal diadem. He fulfilled it. And in fulfilling, he said to us on the radio line and those behind the scenes, God is calling a people who can stand against what I want you to do. God wants an army. And all we got to do is do what God says. Rise up early and call on the Lord. And see now, from 6 to 9, you ought to be praying. Somebody ought to be in a prayer during the day. From 9 to 12, somebody ought to be praying. From 12 to 3, somebody ought to be praying. From 3 to 6. And at midnight, the Bible says, no man can do work. You know why a lot of people are still in darkness? I got some sisters in my life. I'm praying for them. I got some brothers. I'm praying for them. I love them, but I know what God has said to us. God has put us together tonight. He has put us here tonight to do a royal diadem. The world hear us. I'm telling you, there was fire on this radio line. There is fire on this radio line. There is fire on this radio line. Why? Because you feel the unction of God. And I'm here to tell you right now, my beloved, and to those of us who know that you know, God has put his hands on you. Woo! And when God touched my soul in 1960, hallelujah, that's when I had the Holy Ghost. And everybody said, that young man is crazy. No, I wasn't. I don't even know, but I know what God did. I know what God did. Somebody said, are you afraid? Nope. Are you? Nope, nope, nope. I ain't got to deal with that no more. See, because the Bible has said to me, God has said to me, at sundry times, he said in different manners in time past, he said the prophets. But you know what they did to prophets? And Jesus said, I'm going to send the prophets and the apostles. It's written in the Bible. And they killed them. The people don't want to hear you today. You're a prophet or you're either an apostle. People don't want to hear what you got to say, but you got to stand with that conviction. Because the blood of Jesus Christ is all over. See, the devil can't get to you. The devil can't touch you. Amen. The devil is nothing but a liar. He can't touch you because God got his hands on you. And how I know he got his hands on you? Because you listen quietly to what God has been saying to you. And you know what? I say this with love. Somebody needs a touch tonight. Somebody needs to touch a fire tonight. The fire is on the radio line. The fire and the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Somebody out there, Father. Father, somebody I don't know, but you know, Father. We're praying for somebody. We're praying for the sisters and brothers. We love each other. We know we stand arm in arm. We don't look down. We look up to you, Father. Because looking down, we walk in darkness. But the more we lift up our eyes, according to the word, it says, I will lift my eyes unto the hill, which cometh my help. My help coming from the Lord, who made the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah. He made it. And you made the heavens and the earth, Father. I said, thank you, Father. I thank you for everything. Lord, thou art my shepherd. Hallelujah. I love you, Father. And then, Father, you say in your word, you said, the thoughts that I used to think, Father, you said, those are not the thoughts I have for my people. The thoughts I have to bring them to a success and to bring to an operating mode movement that is good for them. I said, thank you, Father. And God, I thank you, Father. I thank you tonight that somebody listened, somebody I'm praying for. I don't know them, but you know them. I know the Spirit of the Holy Spirit is entering to all of our hearts continuously. We're being sinked in the love of God. We're being sinked into it. And I love you for what you're doing tonight. Somebody in the West Coast, in California, somebody in New Mexico, somebody in Texas and Georgia, somebody in Mississippi, somebody in Florida, somebody in New Jersey, somebody in New York, somebody in Maine, somebody in Ohio, somebody up there, Father. There is a touch of fire over the United States of America. And we believe that we have the power to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. We believe we have the power to raise the dead. We believe your word says it. And we believe, no matter what the president say, no matter what both houses of Congress say, our Father, hallelujah. And I want to say, Father, because you taught a man named Paul. Paul was a man born of a woman's womb as I was born. And Paul said, I once knew a man. He said, but I no longer know that man. I no longer know that man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah, somebody. Our God is an awesome God. God is an awesome God. Hallelujah, somebody on this radio line. I'm not interested in what they got to say. I know what Jesus said. Come unto me, all you labor. Take my yoke upon you. Take it upon you. We take the yoke upon him. We want to teach the people. Somebody, right now, Russia is spreading a war right now. But God has put his angel. According to Psalm 91, he said, he did abide under the secret place of the Most High shall abide. We shall abide under the wings of the Almighty. We're under the protection of God. Hallelujah. Nobody can do anything. Woo, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Somebody needs the healing in their womanhood right now. Touch right now, Father. Touch him right now, Father. Touch him right now, Father. Touch them right now. Somebody needs a touch in their hand. Touch them, Father, right now. Oh, hallelujah, Father. I want to love you tonight, Father. We want to love you tonight. We want to praise you. We want to adore you. We want to magnify you. Father, no weapon that's formed against us shall prosper. We know what your word says. Every thought and action that rise up against us, we believers have the right to put it down. We put it down by the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Somebody in their home right now casting out that demon that's trying to make a room in there. We cast him out right now in the name of Jesus. We place around that house the blood of Jesus. Oh, mama, from coast to coast, the blood of Jesus flowing America. Touch tonight, Father. Somebody's listening in right now. Somebody listening in right now. There is a touch. Somebody's walking in darkness, but they're looking for a place. Speak a word to them. Angels, send by that one and say, Jesus is calling you. Jesus is calling you. He's calling you. There's a place for you to sit at the table. Jesus said, oh, hallelujah. He said, I have a place that I want you to sit with me in my kingdom. And when I say this, I know it's in the word. When you get a chance, you read Luke chapter 22. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And here's the word says. Jesus said, as my Father gave me a kingdom. Now, this is what blesses me beyond my reproach. As my Father gave me a kingdom, I'm going to give you a kingdom. You that on the radio station with me, you that on the hidden lines back, God said through his Son, I'm going to give you a kingdom. Why are you going to give us a kingdom? He said that you might sit at my table and judge the nation. My God Almighty. My God Almighty. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah, somebody. Somebody tonight has been fired up. I feel the Holy Ghost fire coming over your body right now.
Thank you.
You can't hold the fire. It's the fire. The fire of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Somebody's been healed. Oh, somebody. My brother-in-law class has been healed. He's been healed, Lord. He's been healed by my faith. By my faith. My faith. Father, at the well. We at the well tonight, Father. We at the well tonight. And we know that. Yes, Lord. We know, Father. We at the well tonight. Because tonight is your night, Father. Tonight's your night. You got Dr. Dolores doing this, Father. She's inspired. Hallelujah. Bless us, Father, whatever thing she needs. Bless her, whatever this time. Bless us, Father, with a fullness. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. And bless
Thank you, Father God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
You're worthy to be praised, Lord. From the rising of the sun to the shine of the saints.
Lord,
your name is worthy to be praised. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you,
Father. That fire was ready.
Oh, Jesus.
That fire.
Hallelujah.
That fire.
Damnation.
Fire burns out of it. Hallelujah. Fire. Fire.
Praise the Holy Ghost's name. Thank you.
Fire. Fire tonight, Lord.
Fire
at the well.
Fire
at the well, Father. Woo. Fire at the well.
Fire.
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 Fire. Fire. Lambeco, lambeco.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes. Yes, 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 yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Somebody on the radio station that's behind the scene, touch him right now. Somebody, some lady, some uncle.
Have your way, Lord Jesus.
Somebody believe right now for that person to be saved.
Right
somebody,
now.
been pushing the wrong way by the enemy. I bind it in the name of Jesus.
Turn them around, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus.
Turn them around.
Yes, Lord.
Turn them around to the right side.
Holy Spirit,
bless
them. Doing them the right
thing,
Lord. Serve you, Father God. Turn them around, Father God. Repent. Tell them to repent, Lord Jesus. Be baptized. Send them repentance for their sins, Father God. Touch them right now, Father God. Bring them on the right path, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Jesus, hallelujah. They don't know you in the pardon of their sins, Father God. Touch your mind right now, Lord. Come around, Father God. Hallelujah. Let them know that you are the way, the truth, and the life, Father God. Hallelujah. God, we praise your name. Turn them mind right now, Father God. Come around for your good. Turn away from the wicked ways, Father God. In the name of Jesus, have your way in their life, Father God. Use them for your glory, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Dr. Delores?
Yes.
Dr. Delores, God is awesome.
Oh,
any good?
Oh, yes.
Any good?
Yes,
he is.
Oh, hallelujah. He's good. He's good. I know your body is feeling like fire. You can feel the heat of your body. It's the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
We have the well tonight. We're drinking at the well. We're drinking at God's well because that is well that is him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That is well. No matter how far you put it down, you can always draw living water from here. You can draw living water at the well. You can draw it. You can draw it. You can draw it. You see. They thirst, Father. They thirst. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes, Lord, I thank you for us. Dr. Doe, you still in charge. Dr. Doe, still in charge. Oh, Jesus.
Praise, and I'm just so glad that we are here in unity just giving God the glory. I mean, how much more can we praise him? Let's just praise him how long I was living alive tonight. Let's just keep going. I mean, I just enjoy it. I mean, just fellowshipping and unity, praising God. This is just a wonderful time we're having in the Lord. Giving him all the glory, giving him the praise is what it's all about. And then going out to win those souls. Hallelujah. Name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah.
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 Dr. McClendon, may I stop on the top of the number and have somebody on the last four and have a word, have them have a word to say to the Spirit of the Living God?
Yes, please do.
On the last four, 0198. 0198. Got a word to the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody just dropped again. Oh, Jesus, I love you. Amen. The fire must be too hot. The fire must be too hot. 1641.
I'm here, Dr. Hunter.
Go ahead and say something for the Lord, please.
Amen. Praise the Lord. God is awesome tonight. He is really awesome. He's just having his way. Amen. Having his way, and we are enjoying his table. We're at his table, and we're enjoying it. Amen. Man, this is awesome. So we just telling the others to taste and see that he is good. Man, if you ever get a taste of this, if you ever hear the voice of the Holy Spirit, you'll be just like we are. You'll be searching and looking for it. You want to hear it every time you turn around. Oh, hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
The last of 5104.
5104,
you got a word? 5104. You got a word?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 If we would believe, we would see the glory of God. If we would believe,
Amen.
We would see the glory of God.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. 4064, 4064, 4064, you got a word?
Yes, I was glad when they said unto me.
Hallelujah. We listen. We listen.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, going to the house of the Lord. I know what you're saying. Hey, hallelujah.
But you know what, Dr. McClendon, you know the thing that has blessed me tonight? It's how God used you to what is happening right now. God has a way of using people who can trust in him. No matter how dark it gets, the light will always shine.
Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. No matter how dark it gets, God has a purpose, Kevin. Your ministry tonight went full force. Look what God used you to stir up, Kevin. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Kevin. Hallelujah.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, hallelujah. Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes.
I know what God has done for me. I don't know about y'all, but I know God has touched the inner parts and me more than it was yesterday. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. From the rising of the sun. Hallelujah. Somebody, who Jesus? Whoa, go, mama, yo. Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Tonight we have the wheel. Amen. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise
the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody, oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, yes. Thank you, Father.
Thank
you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
Yes.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
And as we move into the word, God moved me to look in the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 11. Chapter 1, just to give the word, because it's so important. As I'm, I just be going through the Bible, flipping and turning, Lord, and the Lord gave this word to read. He said, in whom also, in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 11, I'm reading from the King James Version. I'm reading from the King James Version, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 11. In whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him that worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. Man, that's some, that's God speaking about what he's doing at his own will. That is, we have obtained an inheritance.
Right.
Do you know what an inheritance means? Everything you want, all the gold, all the silver, all you need spiritually, it's there. And as I say to somebody, I don't need gold in here. I don't need gold in there because the streets gonna be paved with gold. I don't need no light because the sun gonna be the light. I don't need nothing on this earth because what God's gonna do, that's why he says, an inheritance being predestined. Yes. God has already established in us tonight according to the purpose of him, that's Jesus, who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. God comes in on the scene. And you know God is so good.
Yes, he is.
Woo!
Mm-hmm. Woo!
God is so good. His mercy endures forever. His mercy endures forever. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus. Yes. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Oh, yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Mama Sikidio Sata. Lema Baba Sata. Yes, Kevin. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
That's what he can know heaven. Yes.
Yes, it is. That's right. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. His own will.
Yes, his own will.
Yep.
Nobody else's.
Amen. We have inherited the best that God has. After the counsel of his own will. He has no man after the counsel of his own will. You understand? No, after the counsel of his own will, he's the counsel of his own will.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
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 Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
God, let you know that it's not about us. It's not about us.
That's right.
This is great for us. This thing here was dealt with us before the foundation of the earth, before we was even thought of. God predestined all this here. And it's so important for us to know, world, that you're listening. That God has already predestined for you to be on this radio station tonight. Just like waking up this morning, this is already predestined after his work, his own will.
Yes.
It is in the will of God that you hear the word of God. If you're not saved, it's in the will of God that he puts this purpose in your path that you can get yourself saved. All you have to do is, like Sonya was saying, believe. That's all you have to do. All you have to do is believe and let that be the reason. Nothing else matters right here, because all he's given us to do, it's already been an inheritance. All you have to do is believe. And he already had the purpose. See, this purpose in mind is for your good. God does not put bad on you. It's for your good. If this inheritance is for your good, guess why? For your good, so what? He can get the glory. It's all about our lives is built on giving God the glory. We were made to praise and worship God.
Amen.
Satan hates the idea of us praising God and laying prostrate before the true and living God and telling God how great you are. It's like a lover serenading his love. That's the kind of love that God likes.
Yes.
He deserves that serenading of love, telling him, hallelujah, and telling him, Lord, you've been so good to me. You see how I change my voice and I go down to the depths of my soul with that, Lord, you've been so good to me. You've been better to me than I can ever be to myself. If I had 1,000 sons, Lord. See, when you get down into that level right there, something's going to happen in your soul. Because it's a love affair. You know how you used to serenade your significant other, that your loved one, and you tell them how good they smell? But Lord, you smell better than honey on roses and on petals of fine flower and whatever the case may be. Lord, you're so good.
Ah, You've been back there reading the Book of Solomon. All right, praise the living God. Praise the living God. Hallelujah.
The Song of Solomon. Hallelujah. I mean, the love affair of the Song of Solomon. I'm telling you, I want to lay those roses on that bed with that mirror,
yeah,
with that aloe. I'm telling the Lord, and I want to lay down with you, Lord. And
in
I want to tell you all about you, how good you've been to me. That's the kind,
yes,
of love that God expects for us to do, because every day we wake up, we know it's already been an inheritance purpose for that day. Whatever the devil brought to bring you, it's already been an inheritance from the Lord, a purpose for this day. And it's been already written for his will. We've been already written in the family. Amen. I just love this verse right here, Dr. Lunder, that the Lord has given you tonight. It has just stirred us on fire to understand that this here is not about us.
It's
never
not about us.
This radio station is built on winning souls, and God has already placed it right there, the last word, of his own will.
Will, yes.
His own will. This is not about us. It's God's own will that he's already predestined us here. All we're doing is on the road. We're just on the ride. We're just in the passion seat on the ride. And we're watching the beauty of God work in our lives, and as we go through this vow, because we know that inheritance is strictly for us. You got inheritance that's got your name on it, and all you do is believe that God is able. You have to believe that God would do exactly what he said he would do, and you have to believe what you pray for. See, we pray for things that we do these things and we act like this and we act like that. But God is saying, keep your focus on me. You believe, if you believe in God, believe also in who? Me. Because in my Father's house, that's all he's saying. If you believe in God, believe also in what? Me.
Me. Believe in me.
Then all of this inheritance is set up for you by his purpose of his own, who worketh all things after the counsel of what? His own will. Can't nobody counsel God. Can't nobody tell God what to do. This is his own counsel. His own counsel saying, I'm going to ordain this here. I'm going to ordain this here. I'm going to ordain this here, this generation, this here, this here, this here. And then his counsel has already been set by his own will. We're only for the ride. That's all we are. And we're giving God the glory.
Hallelujah.
For those that are just tuning in, we want you to be saved. God, more importantly, wants you to be a part of his family. There's mansions in heaven under one roof. The Bible says, in my Father's house are many mansions. In one house, can you imagine all these mansions? And Jesus said, if it were not so, I would have told you. One house is all many mansions. And that's what God wants you to do. You got a mansion in heaven waiting on you. You got a seat at the raw table of the Almighty God. RSVP. Reserved
Amen.
With your name on. And it's by his
Amen.
Own purpose and his counsel. This is the reason why we're so excited about the Lord. Because guess what? The people on the radio show that are true believers, guess what? They ain't worried about tomorrow. The true believer
tomorrow,
ain't got nothing to do with tomorrow. What they worried about doing is right now pleasing the Father in their actions and their deeds and where in their heart.
That's
it. If it's your heart, you're going to do it. Yep. And you're going to be in
you're going to be
elevated to say, I'm going to do it. Once over in California, God is going to do it for you. All you have to do is believe. The ones down there in Florida, Dean, all you have to do is Dean. Believe. Josh, over there in New Jersey, all you have to do is believe. That's what I'm saying. You brothers, you sisters, all we have to do, the Bible says, believe.
Believe.
And it's through his own counsel, and we're on it for the ride. For the ones
Kevin,
that don't
can
know.
Kevin, can I?
Yeah,
amen. All right. And I want to look down also as the Lord moved me. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18. And as he was speaking, my eyes focus on this, says, verse 18, Ephesians, verse 18. that I'm reading from the King James Version, that the eye of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance to the saints. Good God Almighty, twice the word inheritance. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now he said to the inheritance of the saints, to the inheritance of the sea, and what is exceeding greatness of his power toward us.
Who believe?
Who believe? Who believe? Those of us toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. Once again, we see the word mighty power, but we saw up there the counsel of his own will. See, God is speaking doctrines. He's talking to us tonight in his word. He's talking to us. You don't see me and I don't see you, but we're talking to each other by way of hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And in verse 20 it says, which he wrought. You read in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 20, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead. He took everything and put it in Jesus. Hallelujah. When he raised him from the dead.
Amen.
And set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. Good God Almighty. Good God Almighty. What kind of God we serve? At his own country. Hallelujah. Woo, Jesus. Oh, I love you, Father. I love you, though. I love you, Father. I love you. God is so good to us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He brought all that to Jesus Christ. All of my thievery, lying and cheating and stealing. He took it to the Jesus that I'll take a Willie Hunter. Willie Hunter received Jesus Christ. Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Woo, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus, I love you. Oh, Jesus, I love you so much. I love you so much, Jesus. Oh, yeah. Amen.
Amen.
I love y'all on the radio. Y'all just don't know. I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Now, here's what I like to say also. To see the Spirit of God is moving me. In Philippians chapter 1, verses 21, God just put me to this here from the King James Version. For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. And to die is for me to live is Christ. For me to live is Christ. Hallelujah. And to die is gain. The body, you don't have nothing. You don't have no gain. But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor. Yet what I shall choose, I would not. For I am straight between. See, sometimes, and I'm saying this to the believers because God is telling me also, when Paul writes this, he said to the whole church of Ephesians, he said, for I am between straight betwixt to having a desire to depart and be with the Lord, that is with Christ. Some of us are still on this earth. There are many people right now, you know right now, and some of them want to come up with us and say, no, I got to be here for my grandchildren. Hallelujah. I got to be here for my brother. Because it's easy for us to go home. But Paul says it, and to go be with Christ, which is far better. Why is it so far better? It ain't got to worry about no pain, gain, nothing. Every day is going to be royal. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's going to be royal.
Hallelujah.
The world is going to be royal. Hallelujah. And you know what? The Bible says the angels, we are going to be in charge of the angels. In charge of the angels. When you read the book of Revelation, you're going to find it in there. You're going to find the book of Revelation. If you give Revelation 4 and 5, God said it was made for us to be at his pleasure. That's why he made us. That's why we praise him. That's why we come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My, my, my. But the more I thank God for what he's done, the more God does for me. All I can tell you is this. What God has done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. As I run through the scripture, go with me right quick to Galatians chapter 1 and the New King James Version. Colossians. I just saw some fire on the line just then. Hallelujah. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. He says these words. He says in verse 10, that's in Colossians chapter 1, and verse 10, that you and me might work word of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, standing with all might, according to his glorious power, and to all patience and long-suffering with joy, giving thanks to the Father which has made us meet to be partakers, hear that word come again, inheritance of the saints. And Lord, have mercy. Darkness can you come near us. Darkness can't even come near us. Who have delivered us? Lord, hallelujah. Verse 13 says, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into his kingdom of his dear Son, that the God we serve.
Yes, hallelujah.
In his redemption? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, Kevin.
Yeah, I'm agreeing with you. I'm with you. Keep going, Dr. Hunter. Keep going.
In whom we have redemption through his blood, redemption, his blood. Why is his blood so important? Because man and the bulls and the bulls and the dog, the dove, was not worthy. God said, I will no longer want to sacrifice a bulls and birds, but I want to true sacrifice. That's why Jesus came to the earth realm. He came. And when we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. I'm so glad that word came in. And I underscore that forgiveness of sin.
Yeah.
In the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things what? For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are in the earth visible and invisible, whether there be thrones of dominion, principalities, or power, all things were created by him, for him. So, I see, you know, I claim, my case, I don't know what to say. It was, done all for him. So, who am I? I'm just a man sitting around believing what God has said. Just what God has said through his son.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Woo. Yes. Ooh, fire.
Yes.
See, walk in wisdom. Walk in wisdom. Walk in wisdom.
Hallelujah.
See, there are people that you know that they ain't got no wisdom, but the Bible says in the same thing, Colossians 4, and just as I've looked away, it says, walk in wisdom toward them that are without.
Yes.
Redeeming the time. That's what we're doing tonight. We are redeeming the time.
Amen.
That's what we're doing. Amen. Let your
speech
always. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Let your speech be always with grace. Season. And a lot of us like seasoning. But seasoning with the word of God was salt.
Yeah, for
everybody. Does anybody know why they didn't use salt in the Old Testament and even in the New Testament? Anybody know why?
Is it salt or the earth?
Why do you use salt? Why do we use salt?
To penetrate the word.
They use it to secure things.
That's right.
Yeah. My dad used it when we had a smokehouse. My dad used salt.
Hmm.
On the meat. He used
salt. If I can pass one word, salt is used to purify.
Yes.
Thanks.
Yes.
That's right.
It used to purify.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I love you.
Oh.
It's
all
sincere,
ain't no good. Yeah, we can just toss that on that.
Yep.
Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Hallelujah, somebody on the radio line.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I want to let this sister and brother know one thing. Your brother, you can call me Dr. Hunter, Apostle Hunter, Pastor Hunter, but always remember, I am your brother in the body of Christ.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
I own no man, nothing but love.
Amen.
Nothing
but love.
Yeah.
I don't know about it now. Can't lie on me. No.
Come on.
I owe you nothing but love. Because I want to walk in a straight and narrow place called the inheritance in life.
Yeah.
I want God to choose what life I have. I want God to bless me what he's given me to give. But I want you to know this. If we walk together, arm in hand, in a straight pattern, Satan cannot attack that which we believe. When we walk across America believing in faith, we may not see each other, but we're walking in faith.
Right.
And we believe in God. We believe in God.
Yes.
There is a flow of the Holy Ghost in America. It's already here. But it's coming like a high, you can see like a high wave that's coming. But it's the glory of God. As I said last night, and I said tonight, the glory of God moving in. Everybody, see, God ain't looking for no, you know, he didn't use Joshua. He didn't use Isaiah. He didn't use Ezekiel. He didn't use them all, but he's looking for some sons of God.
Come on.
Hallelujah, somebody. He's looking for the sons. He's looking for the sons of God.
We
are the people. A woman, because the Bible says you're a son of God.
Hallelujah.
That's what the Bible says. you're a priest. That's what the Bible says.
On that with Christ.
God says.
Yes.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
If I'm giving you some new meat, chew on it.
Amen.
Chew on it.
You.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because what God is ready to do, see, with all the knowledge I thought I had, was no comparison to what God had. Because as a man said one day, and I take my time and say it, the professor stood before God and said, you know what, God? I'm just like you. God said, you are? He said, yeah, God, I'm just like you. God said, that's good. He said, can you create as I can create? He said, I need to learn how to do this. He said, okay, good. He said, do you have anything to do? He said, yeah. He reached down to pick up the dead. God said, leave that dead alone and believe to me. Did you get what I was saying?
Mm-hmm. I can hear.
Did you get what I was saying? The professor said, he told God, I can do whatever you do, God. God said, do it. Mm-hmm. I can create, he did some things, made things happen. But he went to reach down and get some dirt. And God said, no, no, no. That dirt belongs to me. No man.
Come on.
Woo! But a man and woman that don't believe, we have creative power. Jesus showed us when he said to the disciples, he said, have you any food? They said, no, we don't have nothing. And you got all these people standing out there, Lord, and you know ain't no food for these people, Lord. Jesus said, and one man said, wait a minute, hold it, Lord, there's a lad here. He got some fish and some bread.
Come on.
See, all he wanted us to do, God said, he took it to him, take it to the hands of God. And God lifted it to the Father and he said, bless it. And as a result, 5,000 were fed.
Come on.
Hallelujah. That's the kind of God we have.
That's the kind of God
we have. The creative power. We have
Amen.
It.
Amen. Ain't his power.
God has given it to us. It don't mean we got to be poor. I tell people all the time, I'm speaking things into existence.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We speak those things that we got to say that word.
Hallelujah.
We speak the timeline. Hallelujah.
And hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
When there was no fish for that, but they took the two loaves of bread and the five fishes and fed 5,000?
Yeah.
My
Amen.
God, my.
Right.
And then there was a man that was dead. Jesus said, they said, well, Lord, how did, one question, they saw Jesus, saw the man all this way. And Jesus said, well, who's sinned? The father or the mother? Jesus said, none. See, some people in this world are put in for the glory of God.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Some people, see, when they saw that man who was in the position he was in, and they asked Jesus a question, who's sinned, the mother or the father? He said, none, but that the glory of God might be known.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. See, you might have looked at their misery, but God got them in his hand.
Yeah, that's
right. Hallelujah. Wow. Hallelujah, somebody.
Amen. Amen. That's
God. We speak those things. How many of y'all have been short of money, and all of a sudden money appeared in your hand? I have.
Come on. Been there.
That's right.
I've been there.
You can have what you say.
Been all the way from Brown, Texas to Houston, Texas in a 1974 Chevy, out of gas and prayed all the way back to Houston. Didn't have no gas, but God somehow filled
it.
Hallelujah.
I can touch the look is gone. Hallelujah.
That's the God we serve.
Yeah.
God has principles. He has principles. Wants to keep his principles. Once we obey this principle, the principle will be governed by what we do.
Amen.
Amen.
Don't let them say you're broke. You're rich.
You're rich. You can have them say. Mark 11:23-24.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I come up with a family. Woo! I hope somebody on the radio, I come up with a family of seven sisters and brothers. Seven straight sisters. But I watched God because we had no food there. And many times we had to eat a big whole cake of bread. Y'all know what a whole cake is. A big round piece of bread. And all we had back then was Br'er Rabbit syrup.
Come on. Rabbit
syrup. That's all we had.
Yeah, you can make your syrup sandwich.
That's all we had. But we live. Folks say, I don't believe you. Well, I hope that's there. Amen.
Survive. Thank you, Jesus.
We didn't have nothing, but you know what? I had to go down there. I had to go and kill a rabbit every other night. The man would turn the light on. We'd go down the country road, and when the rabbit, the light blinds him. And pop him outside his head. What we got? That's some meat for tonight.
See that?
I hope y'all hear what I'm saying. Because I've been through it.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes I didn't have no shoes to wear. I had to put tape in the bottom of it. When it rained, I said, God, please don't let it rain, God.
See that? Had to warm up to the hose.
I'm thankful for one pair of shoes. Just one pair. One pair. Kevin, you know, back in the day when we was coming along, The seats in the back, when the seats were worn out, everybody would they'd grin at you. But God.
But
hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I know what God has done. When they told me, look, you man, you will never get to be anybody. But I kept the skin over.
Amen.
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 No other help I know. If you withdraw yourself from me, where shall I go? Why have you moved your hand
over? But in the book, you know,
folks got new cars right now doing. Back in the day, all we had was a mule and a horse.
Yeah.
Hey, man. That was just yesterday. But now look at it. We got a plane that travels so fast. We got cars that travel so fast. Folks get drunk and all crazy get behind it. But I want you to know, God is raising us up.
Yes.
He has raised us up. And by you being faithful with me on this video station, you're going to see what God's going to do for you. At the end of this month, somebody's going to see something on Facebook, Unigram, YouTube. I said, Lord, it is going to be a spiritual explosion. I want to talk to you. I want to see you. Because what God has done for you, you've been faithful in God.
Man.
And Sister Lois knows, because I was about to call it quits, but I heard God say, you going to quit on me? No, Lord. Hallelujah. The rest of the radio station is now full in function. And if you get a chance, go to K-ASK. Media, M-E-D-I-A, and see what God has put up for y'all. Look what God has put up for y'all. I say y'all, I'm using the country boy term for y'all, for us. For them that been there, hallelujah. K-A-S-K, one word, knowing acquired scripted knowledge is what it means. Media is one word, K-A-S-K-M-E-D-I-E. You get a chance, you go there and you see what God has set up for those that believe with what I'm believing.
Media.
My God. It's up to you. It's up to you. It's up to you. It's up to you. The God we serve is an awesome God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Sister,
amen.
The Lord.
Amen. Praise
God. I'm awesome. Letting you, this is your show. I thank you for letting me be on your show with y'all tonight. But I just
amen.
Thank the Lord. Sister, you're still in charge.
Amen. I tell you what, we have truly, truly enjoyed tonight. I mean, we thank you for coming on with, I mean, it will, you know, the Holy Ghost moved. That's all happened. The Holy Ghost moved, and we all came together in unity and began to just express what the Holy Ghost has placed within us.
That's right.
Amen? And it all works good for those who love the Lord. So that's all happened tonight. So we just give God the glory for it. And I thank God for allowing us to come together at this time and give him the glory. We don't get to do this too often, giving him the glory like we did tonight together in unity, praise the Lord. So I enjoy that, and I pray the Father in heaven that we be able to do this even more to give him the glory. Amen? It was awesome to just glorify God.
Amen.
Him. Oh, praise the Lord. Wow, man, I tell you what. We've enjoyed ourselves tonight. You know, we truly have enjoyed ourselves. I just want to thank God for the word, the true word of God, because I know those who are listening on the airways have received the word, this true word of God, because it certainly has gone forth tonight. And we just thank God. We thank God for the Holy Ghost. We thank God for allowing the Holy Ghost to come forth. Not of us, but of the Holy Spirit, what God has given to the Holy Spirit is what we speak tonight. And guess what? It's no secret. Amen? It's no
Come
secret.
On.
And you must know it, and you must know it tonight.
Yes.
And that's why we're here. We just give God the glory tonight. And and we just want to share with everybody what we know. The Lord has truly fed us, and we want to be able to share the bread that he has fed us with us. Amen? We want
Amen.
To keep the bread our lips at all times, so we are able to share the word of God the way we do. Man, God is so awesome tonight. We just give him the glory, you know, and we just can't stop praising him because he is so good. Thank God that he had placed it within us, even before we knew it, that he had placed within us the word for this day.
Yeah.
For this day. He had chosen us for today. Amen. God has chosen us, and so we give God the glory for that. You know, we didn't, it wasn't on our own accord. It was because he chose us, and thank God he has placed it within us to stay right there in the Word and began to seek him out and began to praise him, even when nobody was around, even when we didn't have anybody. When God began to bring us together, man, it came an explosion like tonight, amen?
Yes.
So God is truly awesome. And we just want to give him the glory, and I just pray and ask God that if there's someone on the radio that listens, have never experienced the word of God to this magnitude, even if you haven't experienced him at all, get to know him, pray. If you have any questions, if you would like to get someone to pray with you, call the number. Call the number. And we'll be glad to pray with you. I understand, and I know how it is because I was a shy person, and I had questions that I wanted to ask, and I didn't know who to go to, so I just went to the Lord, and then
Amen.
God began to pray and ask Lord. I said, Lord, surround me with your people, surround me with those who will teach, and you have given them knowledge. You have given them knowledge, and I want that knowledge. So I ask the Lord to surround me with those people that you have given them knowledge. And the knowledge that you have given me, I share with somebody that don't have any. You know what I'm saying? That don't have any bread. And so that's what we want to be able to do. What you have, what Kevin has, what others have, we can share that. We can share with God. And guess what? Nobody will go hungry.
That's right.
Nobody will go hungry. Everybody have some bread to eat. So praise God. We just give God the glory tonight. I'm just so excited about the word. I mean, I could just go on, you know. I give God the glory, and I thank God for the airwaves, because somebody needs to hear a word tonight.
Yes,
somebody needs to hear a word, and we just praise God tonight for what he is doing through us, that somebody may come say, Lord, help me.
Yes.
And then no wise will he cast you away.
Right.
But I'm going to turn you over to Evangelist Allen and let him give us another awesome word from the Lord. We just eating tonight. We're feasting at the table of the Lord. And I tell you, every word is good. Amen? Every word is good.
We do thank the Lord for Dr. McCullough encouraging us about where we are right now. You know, this is not about us, but it's all about the will of God for our lives. You know, we need to eat. You know, and we eat through the word of God. Our soul is supposed to be getting fed every day. That's why Jesus was saying, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. It's all about encouraging you in the word. Even if it's just one word, as we were saying, the inheritance. You're supposed to know that you have inheritance being a part of this family. An inheritance that men cannot take from you.
Right.
An inheritance that God is right there for you. An inheritance that God will be exceedingly above than all that man can do. Man may give you maybe a 50-cent raise, but God can manifest the 50-cent raise to $5. Because guess what? He is God. The Bible talks about if you delight yourself in him, he shall give you the desires of your heart. So delighting yourself in the Lord is doing the things that are well-pleasing in his sight. That's how it works. I just thank the Lord for this here opportunity. If the Lord, there is a word from the Lord, this opportunity that the Lord has placed for this purpose and for this time for us to understand that this is not about us. We give God the glory. Amen. We just give the full glory. If you have your Bibles, if you don't mind going over to the book of Romans, the 8th chapter, I'm going to be dealing with three verses in the 8th chapter, verse 35, 36, and 37, as the Holy Spirit lead me and guide me in this here word. Amen. Romans 8, 35, 36, and 37. Amen. This is truly a blessing. For you that's out there in the airways, before I get started here, I just want to say this here. If you need prayer, if something is going on in your life that you need us to pray for, we're going to pray for you according to the Bible. The Bible talks about where two or three are gathered in his name. It talks about you touch and agree. So your situation that you find yourself in right now can be exalted, because the Bible gives us authority by saying if two of you shall touch and agree upon earth concerning anything, it shall be done of them of the Father. That means anything.
Come on.
So you don't have to feel like somebody's going to be knocking on your door. I heard you had a problem. Forget all about that. You need some deliverance. You need somebody to pray for you. Hey, that's what we want to do. We want to help you. I don't care if you're over in Germany. I don't care if you're in France. We want to help you. We want to help you grow in Christ. 2 Peter 3:18. It's important that you understand that. The word of God today that's coming out of Romans, the 8th chapter, verse 35, 36, and 37, the word is saying, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? You see that question mark behind Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? You see those question marks behind that who? The 36th verse, it says, and it is written, for thy sake we are killed all day long, we are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, 37, nay, in all these things We are more than conquerors through him that love us. Amen. That word love is a past tense word, but it means present right now. Because the word of God says that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Christ died for us once and once only. He went to Calvary's cross once and once only. He was tried once and once only.
Yes.
Amen. But it's important that we understand what the word is saying today, because it's asking us the question, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Who out there in the world can separate us from the love of Christ? Only we ourselves can separate us from the love of Christ. It's in our choices that we make that we separate ourselves from the love of Christ. That's why when you find yourself the tragedy of wanting to hurt your own self, you're separating yourself from a God that's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you could ask. It's Satan's desire to separate you. It's his desire that you turn back. He just placed things in your path to make you do things that distract you. I call them either static or they're a distraction. Amen. Who shall separate? I'm speaking like this is so that you can very, very, very in tune to what the word is saying.
Mm-hmm.
In this format of teaching, it says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Who? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Who are you going to let separate you from the love of Christ? Well, it's been evident in your life that Christ loved you by bringing you out of the things that you were once in. It's been evident from the time, the age that you are, that you should have been dead at 12 years old. It's been evident that the direct that you had at 18 years old, Christ brought you out. Every part of our life is an evidence of knowing that I shouldn't have lived through this, I shouldn't have been this age right now. It's evident. But the question is asking, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Who are you going to let separate from the love of Christ? What's really more important for you to see the love of Christ that died on Calvary's cross, shedding his precious blood so that you may have a right through him to get to God?
Come on.
Your inheritance is on the other side where as well as it is right here. But who are you going to allow separate you from this love that's Christ? Amen. I may have to stand up on this here because I feel good. Hallelujah. Shall tribulation, I'm going to say right there, these tribulations are coming daily. They come at your job, they come at the supermarket, they come at the filling station, they come in, you can be driving by a person right beside you in your car, and still get tribulation. They honk their horn at you, telling you and throwing you a finger or something. Tribulation is always at hand with the saints. But the question is, yes, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? What are you going to let separate you from the precious love of Christ that died on Calvary's cross? Your blood, you may die for somebody else, and that may be an honorable thing, but the love that Christ died for the whole world,
for
the sinners, for the murderers, for the rapists, for the killers, for the lesters, all of that is in the love of Christ. Who are you going to let separate you from this great love that Christ has, God has given to us for the whole world? That love is talking about that same love, for God so loved the world that he sent love for heaven's sake down here up on this earth. What kind of tribulation are you going to let distract you from the God-given love that's in Christ Jesus? Think about it. Who? What are you going to do? This tribulation is always at hand, but it should not be so drastic that you're going to let that love, let it separate you from the love of Christ.
Yeah.
Because the Bible says that you're going to go through some things.
Yeah.
But God would not put too much on you than you can bear.
That's good.
So since you know this fact right there, tribulation is something that if you go through it, God is putting it on you so that you can bear it. He would never put anything on you that you can't bear. So the excuse is what? Who shall separate you from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress. Distress, worried about this, worried about those children, worried about mama, worried about daddy, worried about the situation that's been in your lifetime. And so you can be by yourself and have stress situation.
Yeah, yeah.
Worried about when happiness is going to come around the door. What is
yeah.
Do you know the love of Christ? Do you know how far it reaches? The Bible says it reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows down to the valley low. The love that Christ has is inside his veins. Said, oh, the blood.
Come on.
From day to day, it would never, that blood would never lose its power. The love of Christ that shed his precious blood would never lose its power over tribulation. He would never lose his power over distress. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
I want to get this here out because it needs to be gotten out that the love of Christ, the love of Christ conquers this tribulation, this distress, this prosecution, this famine, this nakedness, this peril, and this sword. You're going to have to, the whole world can go coming on crazy on your household. But the love of Christ.
Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I mean,
who are you going to let separate you from this great love of Christ? For the ones that are just tuning in right now. I'm in Romans chapter 8, verse 35. I'm dealing with a question that's being asked. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ?
Right.
Your husband telling you you can't go to church and you know what God has done for your whole family? Shall your wife telling you you need to curse God and die? Shall that separates you from the love of Christ? Your children acting crazy and cussing you out in your own house, should that separate you from the love of Christ? Don't you know how great God is? He's the one that blessed you with your children. He's the one that blessed you with that husband. He's the one that blessed you with your wife. What is going to let separate you from the love of Christ? Is it that God telling you that you need to work when it's time to go to church? All you have to do is that love of Christ will constrain them. It'll turn them around and say, you can be off for those hours. Just come on back after church. There's always a way with the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, that's the way.
Man, it's important that I understand what's going on in this life. The devil is after you. He's trying to do all he can to separate you from the love of Christ. I know you got to work. I know some of you have to work and do this and do that. But guess what? Nothing that you're doing outside of Christ should ever, ever, ever separate you from the love of Christ.
Amen.
I don't care how bad it may seem. I don't care how the storm may ride. I don't care how bad the earth may shake. Nothing on this earth shall ever separate you from the love of Christ. Nothing. Ask you a question. Who shall? What shall? Who shall? This shall? Nothing. The cancer is nothing shall separate you from the love of Christ. The verse 36 And it is written, but thou say we are killed all day long. So why we are killed all day long? Because we have made up our minds, we have implanted in our heart that nothing is going to separate us from the love of Christ. So why be killed? Go ahead and be killed, but guess what? If you cannot stay in that grave. You can be killed today, but guess what? Tomorrow I'm rising again. That's why the song says, and I rise again. Death can't be from the grave. Death cannot hold you. Death cannot keep you. Because death cannot keep you because why? You're in the love of Christ. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's why you don't have to worry about being killed all day long. For thou say, we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sleep, sheep, for the slaughter.
Yeah.
And a never says word. We don't know when we're going to go, but guess what? When you're not separating yourself from the love of Christ, I don't care if you die in the next 5 minutes. When you're in the love of Christ, you will rise again.
You will rise again. Amen.
You will.
Hallelujah.
The 37th verse says, but in all things, we are more than conquerors through him that what? Loves us. And
no.
Love of Jesus. And all of what you're going through, when you don't separate yourself from this love, the Bible calls us, he says, you're more than a conqueror.
Right.
Whatever kind of situation that you find yourself, whatever kind of distress, sword, pain, nakedness,
you're
more than a conqueror because you haven't separated yourself from the love of Christ. You have not let anything separate you from the love of Christ.
Okay.
Lazarus, the poor beggar Lazarus, did not let anything separate himself from the love of Christ. This man here was in a pitiful condition.
Yeah.
He did not let him, he acknowledged it every day. Lord, I thank you. I may be poor. I may have sores all over my leg, and it sure feels good for them dolls licking up on my sores. I thank you, Father. But I'm not going to let anything separate me from the love of Christ. So often in this generation that we live in, a man would die over losing his money.
Come on, please.
A man would kill himself over losing his wife.
See that?
All of these other things that distract him from the love of Christ.
Yeah.
Who did hinder you from obeying the truth?
My.
Before whose eyes Christ evidently is crucified before you. Don't let anything hinder you. Yeah, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. In all what things? All these things are tribulation. In what things? All these things are distress. In what things? All these things in persecution. In what things? All these things in famine. In what things? All these things in nakedness. In what things? All these things in perils. In what things? All these things in swords. These swords are people talking about you.
Trying to bring you down,
trying to say all men are evil against you. Yeah, but guess what? The Bible is saying, you can read it for yourself. It says, all these things, we are what? More than conquerors. You're more than conquerors. You need to know what you know, what the Bible is saying. I didn't write it in there. I didn't sneak into your house and write it in there. It's the Word of God. It's the Word of God that's saying this here. And all the things that you find yourself faced with, the Bible is saying that when you don't separate yourself, when you hold fast to the love of Christ, when you continue to believe in him, when you're praying and you ask God and you're believing and you're steadfast on your believing, guess what?
Yeah.
This is why you are elevated to the next level. And all these things, guess what? I'm more than a conqueror. I don't care what the devil does.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
You're more than a conqueror.
Mm-hmm.
I can do all things through Christ that strengthen me. Why? It's because I'm more than a conqueror through him that loves me. Be encouraged out there today. Whatever you find yourself, you need to be encouraged in what the Word of God is saying. In all of these situations that you find yourself in, you need to be encouraged, my brother, my sister, my mother, my father. You need to be encouraged in what the Word is saying, that you are more than a conqueror. You can do this. You can handle that. As long as you stay right there within the love of Christ, do not let any of these things separate you. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care if they're going to forfeit on your home. I don't care if they're going to take your car. Don't let anything, T-H-I-N-G-S, don't let anything take you out of the way of the love of Christ. You hold fast. Hold true. Tie a knot on that rope on the very end and just hold on. Because God can extend that rope with the knot in it.
Hallelujah.
God can do anything. There's nothing too hard for the Lord. You don't have to fear yourself over what you're going through. Because you're giving in. Don't give in to the ways of the devil. Don't give in to distress, prosecution,
fame,
pagan, rejection, all these other things. Don't give in to all these things. Because the Bible is saying when you hold true, he's saying that just because God brought you out of the last thing, guess what? He's able to bring you out of what you're going through right now. You're more than a conqueror. You have to go through some things in order to reign with Christ.
Come on.
Suffer with him. The Bible says you're going to reign with him. But guess what? This word is saying, man, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loves us. Think about a conqueror. He overcomes all things. He can be going against 10 people, and he's more than a conqueror.
Hallelujah.
you can be surrounded by armies, and God says all you have to do, Kevin, is give the word, because you're more than a conqueror.
Yes, Lord.
An angel that's encamped about you. One angel in the Bible killed 125,000 in one night.
Yeah. Yeah.
If one angel can kill 125,000, that's not 12 hours. One night is not 12 hours. The night's going to come and kill about 7 o'clock or something. So if one angel can do that, just think how powerful these angels are when you give the word. Psalms 103 and 20. Oh, they're just waiting for you to give the word, because guess what? 37 says that in all these things we are more than a conqueror, because the carnal mind cannot get this here. This is the spirit of word. My words that I speak, they are spirit.
Spirit, yeah.
And they're operating in the spirit realm, and they manifest in the flesh.
Yeah.
Because when you do what? When you believe and not doubt, it's going to happen. You are more than a conqueror. You need to be encouraged today to know that God is on your side.
Yes,
amen.
Lord. Yes.
He has never left you. He has promised. He said, I will never leave you, and I will never forsake you. You have an arsenal that's waiting at your disposal.
Hallelujah.
Just waiting at your disposal, because I give you the authority to overcome all of the works of the devil.
Lord.
You got this authority here.
Jesus.
That makes you, when you have this authority, that makes you more than a conqueror.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Christ loves you so much that if he had to do it again on Calvary's cross, he would. But one time was enough. And it's for us to recognize that when he said that it's finished, it is finished.
Yeah.
Everything in your life is going to be in your near present right now, to your future, all of that is finished.
Yeah.
So what you're going to do right now, being a more than a conqueror, it's up to what you're going to allow to separate you from the love of Christ. It's on you. And I'm telling you right now, saying, my brother, my mother, my father, my brother, I'm telling you, don't let anything separate you from the love of Christ. Nothing.
No.
Because time is too short and hell is too long.
Go ahead.
If you don't want to go to hell, letting something separate you.
That's right. That's right.
If you're not in Christ that's on this radio station, we want to welcome you into the family.
Yeah.
We want to welcome you into the. You have all royalty and privileges of the Godhead, because once you give your life to Christ, you're no more a son, but you are a child of the King.
Yeah.
All the royal privileges that you have is right there at your disposal.
Yeah.
The angels are there at your disposal.
Yeah.
Romans 10:9 says, if you can confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. It's important on this radio station that we give you this word from the Bible so that you understand that you can be saved. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Whatever situation that you find yourself in, be in the royalty, have authority in God. The other side, the mortal mind is not receive the things of God, because guess what? They're spiritual, and you're mortal. You have to change your mind. You have to be new in Christ. The Corinthians says, if any man that is in Christ is what? New creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. When you give your life to Christ, you are becoming new. Old things that you used to do, going to the bar, going to the club, going down there to the gambling shack, all of that stuff is old. You don't see any need in it, because God is not directing you that way anymore. He's directing you. You're being directed in a spiritual way of relationship. This is a personal relationship. Just like you have a personal relationship with your significant other, it's just that close. It's a heartfelt thing. He said that we will abide in you. You shall abide enough. Again, it tells us that you should ask what you will.
Yeah.
You should ask what you will.
Amen.
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 Like, it's easy for you. It's your choice to give your life to Christ. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. And more importantly, do not ever leave the love of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. I tell you, person has gone forth tonight. I tell you, I thank God for the food we have eaten tonight. It is truly a blessing. I know what the Lord was saying when he said, I have food that you know nothing about. Ooh, hallelujah to your name, Jesus. He had stored up food. He had food. He had the word. The word will work. It will do anything. There's nothing impossible to God. So when you have that word, you know, I was just sitting and thinking about sometimes people are in landslides and car accidents and so forth and so on in situations, and people said, we don't know how they stayed alive, but God.
But
God, because God's grace goes out to whoever he pleases.
Right.
Amen. So when people say, well, you know, I don't know how they made it. Well, we do.
We do.
We do.
That's right.
We just praise God for that tonight. You know, we have truly been fed. We have truly got our medicine from the Lord tonight. We just give God the glory. If you receive it, you can have it.
Amen.
You can have it. You know, receive
we got about 3 minutes left.
Amen. Whatever you was looking for.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, I want to let y'all know that tonight has been a message from the will, at the will, what they call it. I'm finding it at the will. We've all come to the will and got a blessing.
Amen.
Anybody got any words to say? Go ahead and say it now. We got about 3 minutes left on there.
Fall for the word, and I'm more than a conqueror. And let nothing separate me from the love of Jesus.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you.
I can have what I say. Hallelujah. It's been blessed tonight.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, yes. My soul says yes. Thank you, Jesus. I've been blessed by the word.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Word has gone forward.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
It went out to do it. Would not return to him, Lord, because it's been sent out. And that was a good word. A right now word. Thank you, Jesus.
That's the right
name
of the word.
Hallelujah.
Nothing can separate
me from the love of God.
Ooh, Jesus. Nothing.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Nothing. Thank you, Father.
God be the glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Father. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
fire.
Yes.
Nothing but
thank
the
you,
fire.
Lord.
Nothing but the fire. Fire,
nothing but
fire.
Nothing
but the
fire. Good word.
Thank
Holy
you.
Ghost with fire. Holy Ghost with fire.
Keep on watering. Keep on planting. Keep on watering. God is good.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank
Amen.
You.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Bless this woman
Amen.
And man of God. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Bless them, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bless their household. Bless their household.
Bless their household. All that's left to me. Bless His holy name. Hallelujah.
Give them the desire of their heart, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Because it went out. Thank you, Lord. I receive it.
Thank you.
Lord, I thank you. You've been blessed tonight. Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise your name, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to your name, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah.
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 Thank you. Hallelujah. Nobody but God.
Nobody
on
but
the rising
God.
Of the sun. Hallelujah.
Going down to the saints. Jesus, your name is worthy to praise. Yes, Lord.
Yes. Yes.
Your name is high. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Woo, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Ooh.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Sunday. Praise your name, Lord. Yes. Ooh,
yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Woo, Jesus. Woo, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Woo. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you,
Father. Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Father.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Lord, I praise your name. Yes.
Bless the Lord, God.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Oh, my soul. And all that is within.
Yes, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Mm.
Praise it. What I do. Thank you, Jesus. I was created to praise.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you. Woo. Glory to your name, Lord. Woo. Your word is true.
Hallelujah.
That's a deep.
Hallelujah.
Lord, I thank you.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I know you want me, Lord. Watches over the spell. I hope you more than a conqueror. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, glory, glory, glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Ooh, fire, fire, fire. Yes, Lord. Ooh, Sunday. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Praise your name. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Yes, thank you, Lord.
Yes, 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 yes.
Praise.
The true worshipers praise God in the spirit and in truth. When you think about where you brought you from, when you think about the day where God brought you through this day, you know, you hear about all, in the world of a carnal nature right now, you hear about all this, the earthquakes and these things going on, but you realize that it could happen to you.
Right.
That's why it's important that you understand that things that are going on, it is by God's grace and mercy that you don't, you're not in the hospital, that you're not sick, that you're not, the illness is not coming to your doorstep. Why not give God some glory?
Woo, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Woo, thank you, Lord.
You got to realize God is an awesome God to your soul, to your family, your mom, your dad, your children. That's up in Connecticut, to Texas, and start shooting up homes. You can be in a family reunion. Somebody come by there and start shooting at y'all.
Out
of the car and walk over there and just start
shooting
up.
You
know what God is keeping you from, and you want to hold your back your praise.
Jesus,
you want to hold back what God has been so good to you.
Jesus,
you want to be so arrogant thinking that it can't happen to you. Guess what? Happen to you. It's by God's mercy that we're consumed.
Oh, Lord, thank you.
Your enemies are always around you, but it's by God's grace and mercy, and you want to give him the glory.
Oh,
you want to hold your peace?
Yeah.
You want to hold the peace of a true living God that brought you out of sin and shame.
Oh, Jesus.
Give God the glory every day.
Glory to you.
Every day. Try to give him everything. You know why? My last time, and I want to make sure that Lord gets the glory. I'm not
That's
worried
right.
about what God is going to bring and what people say about me. Because I
That's
want to
right.
see him. What's but important my... is this here word right here. You want to hear God say this here word. Well done, thou good and faithful servant.
That's right.
Hallelujah. I already know your name is this.
Yeah.
God is and saying that. Look at the book. He don't say that. He's going to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant.
Faithful
to him. Now, you can have that. No.
Amen.
Yes.
To him and what he's calling you to do. Give him the glory.
Hallelujah.
Faithful to him by what he's calling you to do. Let him have it and give him the crack. That's just as easy. That's the kind of God that we are. We are serving true living God. I bless God for today. I just give God the glory and all the
Father.
Health and my strength. Being able to walk. I got shoes on my feet. Being able to walk. And leg. I don't have a prostate leg. Prostate on. Nothing wrong with the neurology of my brain. I can think.
Come
I
on.
Know that today is Friday and not Saturday. I know we coming up to Saturday morning, but hey, this is Friday.
This
it ain't
right.
over until it's over. This can always stop, and this can always be night.
Yeah.
Come on.
Hello.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You inhabit the praise of your people. Hallelujah, Jesus.
The circumstances hold you back from giving glory.
Lord, I thank you.
Just don't do it.
Help and healing.
God. Amen. Just look at the benefits of God doing what he do.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that you've ever his benefits are out of this world.
Mm-hmm.
His word is so good, he said, I will open up a window in heaven and I pour you out a blessing that you have to receive it. Man cannot say that.
Amen.
Come on.
Man cannot pour you out a blessing that you can't have room enough to receive it.
Now.
Showcase as much as he's had over there in Egypt and all these other lands. They can't pour you out a blessing. They can't. God got things. Look at his health, good health.
Amen.
In your right mind.
Yeah.
Don't have to worry about my money.
Amen.
Amen.
They worry about that stuff in the corner of nature because they don't have God.
That's
just
right.
Give God glory.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
I'm going to ask you. I want to ask you to do something with me. If you feel in your spirit to do it, from 6 to 9 o'clock, I'd like for you to meet me in prayer with fasting and praying.
Yes.
From 6 in the morning, whatever time zone you're in, it's all right. will be in prayer with you. Because God is going to move this station to those who are believing to a point that nobody can understand. How did God do it? God did it because we are faithful. We are faithful. We are faithful.
Amen.
We ain't got a lot of faith, but we got a whole lot of faith. Amen. God will, Jesus. Kevin, you set my soul on fire with the word of God preaching tonight. I thank God for you. I thank God for you, man. I had to throw that bone out. Well, no meat on it. I said, I want this bone. Amen. I ate the meat of the word. The meat of the word. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I want you to mark what I'm saying to you. Until the end of the month, if you can be with me from 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock in fasting and praying and whatever God have you to say regarding him, watch God make a change in what is going on in you. Because I'm telling you what I've seen happen with me, what God is doing in me, through me, by me. I'm watching what God is doing. See, God don't mind you watching because he wants you to see what he's doing. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
See, somebody right now got healing in their hand. Don't even know it. They know it. Yeah, they do, Lord. Somebody got healing in their hand. Because when you touch somebody, hope you love tomorrow, you're going to watch and see God heal them. They're going to call and say, I don't know what you did, but you did it because now it was God through me.
Amen. Praise God. Yeah.
The more we love God, the more God loves us. Hallelujah. As I look at what God says, he looks at his son, Jesus, eye to eye. He said, I behold him. When he looks in the eyes of Jesus, God looks at him and said, my beloved son, he says, Father, it's love.
Yes.
Lord, have mercy. But you know what? I think he's jealous. I said, Lord, let me join in on that. God, let me come through the son, Jesus, and see him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My, when you're in the body of Christ, you can see God in the spirit.
Amen.
Because the blood. And I keep saying that. And see, the more I'm joining with Kenneth Cooper, the more God has blessed me to come to a new level of understanding. It's not so much what I got, it's what God is doing now.
Yes.
Kevin said it so beautiful. I'm not worried about tomorrow. It's tonight. It's now.
Yeah.
And what we're doing with God now will pass on to the next. And all God wants to do is just believe him, trust him. God is not going to walk away from us. We walk away from God.
Amen.
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 See, and nowhere in the Bible can I find a man like the Apostle Paul. Paul said, I was on that road to Damascus. Y'all know the story. I was able to whoop some of them Baptist heads, some Methodist heads, some Catholic heads. I'm going to teach him a lesson. Don't go messing with the word, I know it. But when he said to him, said, why? Why? God asked him a question. Why are you doing what you do to me? He said, who are you, Lord? See, Paul said, thought he was not thought. Well, who are you, Lord? I am. Hallelujah. Whew, Jesus. I am Christ, whom you crucified.
Yes.
My God, my God.
Yes.
My God, my God, my God, my God. But God is letting go in the line right now. You can feel the anointing. It is a super anointing. It's an anointing that's plugging in, closing up, shutting down things that are trying to come against us. Yeah. And we stand. See, God don't need a lot of people. God just need people who will stand.
That's right. You will
don't
have
need a lot of people. He just wants right. people that will stand. We ain't got to count the number. All we got to do
come
is stand. That's all God
Amen.
Wants. He wants to stand. See, when they raise the roof and the Republicans acting fool, the Democrats go acting crazy, the president gets snotty, we just got to stand before God.
That's right.
And the God we serve is a righteous God.
Righteous.
He's a righteous God.
Amen.
He's a righteous God.
Amen.
And the more I read, the Bible says he is a buckler for me.
Yes.
I'm a buckler
yes.
for those that trust in God.
Amen.
And when you got a women that put on a belt and got a buckle on it, and when you tie that buckler down, no nothing coming loose. God's the same way. Nobody can take us out of his hand. Nobody.
Mm. Hallelujah.
Nobody.
Amen. That's right.
Don't give us anything.
Can't take Amen.
Him.
Amen.
Because God, go ahead. Go ahead, Dr. Lord. Go ahead. I'm listening to the Lord. Go ahead, Dr. Lord. I love you. I love you, Father. You've been so good to me tonight. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father. You've been so good. Amen. Father, you've been so good to me. Hallelujah. He is. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah, Father. Think we're getting food that we need to pay for. Spiritual food.
Yeah.
That's why the prophet said, "Oh, come eat at first, let come on, let's come on and get this that you ain't got to buy for it. Come on and get this water. You ain't got to pay for this water. Come out the Holy Ghost. Come on, you can get it free.
Free.
Hey. Well, I want y'all to know. Hallelujah. We've been on
Hallelujah.
This video. We thank because this is what God wants us to do, is to be obedient. And I see here on the clock is 4 minutes left. So I'm turning you back over to Dr. Delores. Dr. Delores?
Amen.
Truly, feast tonight. We just give God the glory. I tell you, like you said, we got food. We didn't even have to pay, just free. You know, and I love feasting at the table of the Lord. We were able to come together, man, and just give him all the glory and praise tonight. I mean, we just praise him tonight. Amen. We glorify him tonight. It truly is an honor and a blessing to be able to do that, to glorify him and to honor him. We had an awesome time tonight in the Lord. I just pray that someone heard the message and received it in their heart. I really pray that prayer. Because so many people have been misled by false doctrine, and we just want the word to get out. We want
Amen.
That's it.
Got out.
Deliver. Amen.
Deliver.
We just thank God. We thank God for, and we thank you, Dr. Hunter, for giving us that word tonight.
Yeah.
Let
Amen.
Us know we have a We thank Kevin.
I thank
you.
It's truly a blessing.
Bless the Lord.
Amen. Because that's what it's all about.
It's
getting the word of God out. Amen.
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 We don't have any secrets.
There's no secret what God can do. You done for others, you do for you.
Amen. Amen.
No secret.
I want you to invite somebody next Friday night to be on the line, somebody that needs a healing, somebody because God has given Kevin a healing. God has given a healing in his hand. I've been watching the Spirit move him for now. He can speak a healing to somebody.
Yeah.
And he can be on the line to receive it. You ain't got to purchase it. It's given to you freely. Freely.
Amen.
Amen. I know what God's going to do. And I think we got about, we got 60 seconds left.
Well, we
Father,
just
we thank God. You. Go ahead, Dr. Lewis.
Pray for Dr. Hunter.
No, you go ahead, Dr. Hunter. No, you do it. Your program.
Amen.
I just want to help you.
We just want to give God the glory again tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, we bow before your throne, thanking you tonight, dear Lord God, for what all you've done and what you're about to do, not in our, just in our lives, but in the lives of the listeners, dear Lord God. We thank you, dear Lord God, for everyone that came on the radio and the airwaves, dear Lord God, to hear this word, Father. It is your word, and it's not. Lord, we give you all the glory and all the praise, dear Lord God. Looking forward, dear Lord God, to doing your will, dear Lord God. From here on out, in Jesus' name, we do pray. We thank you. Amen and amen.
Thank amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Remember the words. I love you. I love you.
I love you.
There's nothing you can do about it. God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen.
All right.